No, we'll do it now, Pete. Welcome to the debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here. I'm in Redlands in Queensland, which I sort of it's near Brisbane with the legends Peter Rosewarne and Fiona Loughlin.
Is it near Brisbane? It took a while to get here in the cab today.
Well, it is near. I drove. It's about at least half an hour, 40 minutes.
Mm, it was intense. And when I was here, Fiona's been here for days. She holidays here.
I've just come up from the Gold Coast.
Have you really?
Where I'm going to get some platinum blonde done and just live there.
It looks good. Have you shaved yourself? Have you gone to Brazil?
Look at my hands. Do they match my face? No.
I actually saw you outside the very luxurious Cleveland Comfort Inn that we're staying at, which the lack of comfort is extraordinary.
They say.
And I thought it was you out the front, but you looked very glamorous. Is that Fiona?
Too
glamorous for the Cleveland Inn. Mm-hmm. But the rooms are so depressing that I've come to sit here and eat my kebab with you guys.
I know.
It's the most depressing rooms.
They're not kebab worthy, which is amazing.
That's like got. Sorry, turn my thing down.
What are you doing? Was I yelling?
Levels. No,
was
levels.
Was I yelling into
levels.
It?
No, it's fine.
Is that too loud, Dave? Is that too loud?
Don't project, Peter.
Sorry.
That's like the suicide rooms, rooms.
But I lost my key, which is a surprise to Peter.
It's enormous. They're enormous.
Even in the jungle, we only had 8 things.
Yes.
And you lost them.
I would lose them all the time.
Yeah,
and I turned to Peter one day and said, I'm retarded, aren't I? And he said, no, but you're a very unusual woman.
Yeah.
That's what I call retarded people.
But I lost my key between the sound check and now. And it's so scary.
And it's a big key.
Hotels that have the name of the room number.
Oh, no.
And the name of the hotel.
This is why this is one of the plays she does to get into my room.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
In the Comfort Inn.
Because I've got a massive unit on me and it's very hard to resist.
I'm pretty sure that if you actually caught an escort, they would not come into those rooms.
No, I can't.
I know I'm a hired.
I reckon I have the key in an Uber driver, so Mohammed might be knocking on my door.
Really?
2 a.m.
Is it my friend?
No, it's Mohammed. So we're in...
Totally racist, that's true.
No, that's a podcast. Don't worry about it.
That's totally racist.
Oh, don't worry about podcasts.
You've been hammered on podcasts.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to say it.
Have you?
Yes, I've said...
Dum Dum Club.
Mainstream media trawling through podcasts.
For stories. Yeah, yeah. So journalists listen... they won't be listening to this, I reckon. But they'll... Even though you might be sort of... they might have Google Alert on your name. Fiona Loughlin's down the... Who's Dave O'Neill? Who's Peter Rosethorne? Oh, I recognise Peter Rosethorne. What are they talking about? Anyway, Pete, you go, mate. You
go.
All right. Good luck. All right, I'm
going
to go too. I'm going to watch. Okay, we'll return on the debrief. It's all happening here backstage. I'm going to follow Pete out. Oh, this is show business. I'm going to follow you. Here we go. There's 550 people here. Sold out.
Sold out. It's been sold out for months.
This is like Spinal Tap. We're in a theatre.
Sold out.
Hello, Cleveland. How exciting.
So I'll just let our techs know. We'll lower the house lights and we'll give you the thumbs up.
Cool.
That's is it a full house, is it?
Full house.
Which way is the audience?
Oh, God, Kel.
Yeah. If you go down the stage, you turn right and they'll be directly
in front of you. Oh, they're right there. Yeah. Okay, all right, great.
They're generally elderly.
This
one?
It will be when you walk
out. How exciting. It's going to be great.
It's going to be really exciting. You still recording?
I'm recording. I only record your intro. This is so exciting. This is why you got into showbiz.
I got here, about what time? What time we had? We had like 45 minutes before I had to go and meet Fiona and come for the fire check. Yeah, there's a fire check in this chair.
Oh, really? Safety induction. I was at another gig.
Yeah, sure you were. Anyway, so I quickly ran to Coles and Liquorland and bought myself a little bottle of gin.
Please don't say Liquorland or gin.
Sorry. You do smell like alcohol.
I know. I've had 2 beers and a gin.
You're blind.
Right. Just stand by.
Yeah.
He can't go on, he's drunk.
Drunk.
Yeah, Fiona's got tolerance. You're triggered. Here we go.
I don't want to trigger you.
I'm kidding.
Pete, do all new stuff. Just do impro.
All right.
Just impro.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, please, for the amazing Peter Rosethorne.
Where's the music? It's not music.
Loosey goosey. We're back on the debrief, and Peter Osthorne's here.
Back on the debrief.
We're back on the debrief, Pete. And you've just done your set, and then you go out with Fiona, and you talk about the jungle.
We did.
And you smashed it out there.
Oh, I had a good opener, though. I was very relaxed tonight. I had a gin and tonic and a beer, which I don't normally do. And because I've come from Perth today, so I travel a long way. So by the time I get back, it's 10 hours on a plane.
Oh.
And I've got to work tomorrow night. I'm working Sunday. I'm working Monday.
Mate, you're working. Wednesday.
I've got a lot of gigs on. And I couldn't be bothered. But tonight, I know I'm in a theatre. I'm with you. I'm with Fiona. It's going to be easy. So I thought, Pete.
You do a lot of corporate gigs. Like I also do a few.
Unforgiving.
And they can be really good.
Yes.
Like I did that one in that tent the other day for 1,200 miners in Kalgoorlie.
Oh, you love that. Diggers
and
Dealers.
That was good. Because when I went to have a look at the tent beforehand, I freaked out a bit.
Yeah.
Because the guy goes, we've had some crackers and we've had some duds. And I said, I'll just tell him about the crackers. Peter Osthorne and that Pommy bloke called Jeff Green.
Yeah.
And so I rang you up and you calmed me down and said, totally. It'll be fine.
It is an intimidating marquee. It's the biggest marquee in the Southern Hemisphere, that marquee.
That is huge.
It's 2,000 seater.
But they were great. But again, you've got to hit them hard. Whereas here, they're in a theatre. They're eating dinner under a tent in Kalgoorlie.
Oh.
And they haven't paid to see you. They don't care.
They don't care.
Whereas
they're minors.
They're minors.
Oh, and here the age range is from 21 to 85. That's the sort of people we pulled, Dave. But everyone's really keen. So I just improvised for the first quite a lot of it. I'm not normally doing that sort of business, but I was just in a nice mood. I was in a really good mood, and they're really up for it.
Great.
And don't mention roundabouts, because I've already mentioned that.
Roundabouts?
And
have you mentioned the Comfort Inn where we're staying? Or
yes, I have.
What did you say about it?
What did I say about the Comfort Inn? I said, well, it's actually, in my rundown, it's called, I'm staying at the Comfort Inn. They all laughed, just from the fact that it's the Comfort Inn. And I said, in my rundown, it's mentioned as the Pacific Resort. And I said, I don't think a fiberglass dropped-in pool classifies as a resort. but there's no stains in my room, which is great. Mainly in the corridors, but not in my
room.
There's
a lot in the corridors. And a lot of people had their doors jammed open with a bin.
Yes.
Now, I don't know why.
I think it's families in either room, and they can get in between the rooms.
So they've got a commune going in there. They've got like some sort of cult.
An old lady came out of the room, and she's with a little kid when I was going past, and she's going, you've got to have a bath. She said it twice. She got a bath. And I said, I don't want a bath. As I walked past, she went, No, she doesn't want a bath. I said, no, I'm talking about myself. I don't want a bath. And I kept on walking. So I had a gin, though. I was quite loose.
A member of the staff's just turned up, Pete. Though. I think they want to speak to you. Sue, how are you? I'm Dave. How are you?
Hello, Dave. Welcome.
Dave
thank
you.
I have a family in...
Crackers. DVD to sign.
There was only... I reckon 12 people who watched this film.
I saw it.
But they're wanting to know on the disc if you could sign it to Daniel and Amber and write Merry Christmas.
Sure.
Wow.
Apparently they're huge fans. Apparently they watch this disc every day.
It's a good Christmas movie. It came out 6 months after The Castle, so it's never going to work.
No meet and greet. I'll try the disc.
No worries. I'm going to go and watch the footy in a minute. What are their names?
Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, and Amber.
Well, they can go to the Comfort Inn and just knock on every door and you'll find Pete.
That's right. He'll eventually open, thinking you're the cleaner or something.
It's the room without the bin hole door holding it open.
You're not part of the cult that's staying there.
Amber.
Well, there you go.
Because I thought if you do one meet and greet, it just gets out of hand. No way.
I've got to go and meet my mother's and father's flower girl out there, Joy. She lives up here. Joy would be 70 probably.
Okay.
I'm going to meet her afterwards.
Well, I had one Naomi Price was here the other week, and her cousin apparently turned up.
Oh, wow.
And she goes, oh, my cousin. So she come out and she's like, hi, how you going? Big hug, big kiss, everything else. And I'm just staying there. I walked her back in. She goes, oh, I have no idea who that was.
It's not a cousin.
No. Well, you acted that so well.
Yeah, also, that's why she's an actress.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Too easy. No, very enjoyable. Susan, the podcast, going to make sure you get involved in this because you'll be on the podcast soon.
That's okay. What year was Crackers?
97.
Yeah, wow.
I got an email today, like at one of those, it was on Facebook. What do they call it? Facebook.
The Facebook.
The Facebook. And it's about, look what's on, some downloading site, and it's called a kid series called The Gift I did in 1997. So I went off Crackers, and then I went to The Gift, and The Gift was like a kid series, which was 26 episodes, shot in 13 weeks, which is very hard to do with little kids because they forget their lines really easily or they just want to laugh at you or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was working, my wife was pregnant with my second child at the time, and I was working with a girl called Kate Behan, and Kate Beam was in Chopper. She was in Chopper.
Oh, she was the girl in Chopper.
Really good looking.
She
girl.
Was good. Oh,
she
Google
went to America.
Yeah, she went to America.
She went to Flight Plan. She was in Flight Plan with Jodie Foster.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, she was really hot. She was only 21, 22. My wife's really pregnant with my second.
And she'd I be wrapped. Like, you're going to work with her.
But she didn't know what she looked like. So I'm just talking about this Kate girl, yeah, whatever. And I said, we're going to the production office for some reason. Kate was standing at the front. And I said, oh, look. I got all nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Dale, this is
Susan.
This is Kate. That's who I'm working with. And she went, oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, no way. God, you're going to stick your dick in her for sure.
Oh.
No, I would never do that. Which no. I know she was insanely hormonal. But and I yes. never did. And no. I never would. But it was very tense. She made it hard for me every day I got home. And what did you do today? Flirt your freaking mind off.
Yeah, your very heavily pregnant wife.
Did you flirt all day again, Peter? Did you? Oh, God, I'm 13 hours a day with kids. It was really hard.
How long have you been together? You guys?
27 years.
Wow, that's almost, yeah, I've been with my partner probably 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I used to see you at the Standard Hotel in Fitzroy.
That's right, you did.
Yeah,
that's
where that was your local pub, wasn't
that's
it?
That's where we met.
Me and you?
No, my wife.
Oh.
We met doing gigs at the tower.
Yeah, 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 we met, yeah, yeah, on the tower. All the towers, yeah, still there in Elphington. But it's like apartments. Or, no, there's no, it's derelict. It's the Tower Hotel.
Oh, no, that's where you started a room there, didn't you?
No, that's a Grand View. The Grand View. Dave Grant used to run the tower, which is just down the road from the Grand View.
Right, okay.
But I we worked it out.
I
met you.
You and Karen there.
Oh, Karen, yeah, my partner when she used to come to gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was, she hasn't been to a gig for a long time.
30 years.
Well, she comes to the school gig every year and I feel the pressure. I don't.
So the heat.
I don't like it.
Are you still doing that bit?
Yeah, I know. Or she's like, boy, you don't talk about the kids, do you?
Oh, no.
A tiny bit.
So I changed. I always changed my... I don't do my mother-in-law material anymore anyway, but I used to change it to my... I've changed it to my wife now.
All right.
So what are you, the same jokes? Because they're gold. So last time she saw me, she said, oh, thanks for converting all those my mum jokes to me now.
Yeah.
So you can take it. You're all right.
It's a conversion.
He's paying the bill.
So you're finished now.
I'm going to go back and watch the footy. I'm going to watch the Geelong Collingwood.
Yeah, people listening to this will know the result, but it's not looking good for the G-Town, the G-Bangers. It's looking
quite
bad.
It's double whammy.
Oh, here comes Fiona. We're already doing our podcast.
That went well. That's good, that bit.
You guys together were great. Hang on, I'll sit between you.
Did you see? Yeah, sit between us.
It was very...
I think I had to change gears a bit because we had to shut up for a while. I had to shut up and let you speak so the rhythm changed. Because I was being quite up and about, wasn't I, for my first...
Well, probably because you were... gone from doing stand-up because so what happens you do stand-up then you bring Fiona and you have a chat about the jungle.
That's right, that's quite a big gear change. We go from me stand-up
it is a gear change.
You have to sit down and tell
I'm
stories.
Just freaking out because I've
what your key lost key
no not a lost key something's accidentally been posted on my Instagram.
Oh gosh,
it's not good.
What's is it family related?
I just see, you know, if I've got a guardian angel, she's a fucking asshole.
A bitch,
it's just not
or
good.
Oh, here we go.
Hello, it's got traction. Got
traction. Hello.
Fiona was on the podcast, but I didn't realise you were in the jungle with old Psychic Boy.
Well, Paul Burrell, yeah.
And no, not Paul Burrell.
Oh, yeah, David. What's his name?
John Edwards.
John Edwards, yeah, yeah.
He was like a con man, basically. Did you get the vibe that he was a...
Oh, I just realised I didn't ask for enough money for this program.
Yeah.
This guy's been flown out of business class.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, how much are they paying this guy? How much are they paying him? So the box flopped open and it had smoke in it and stuff and the smoke cleared. I'm going...
You don't know who he is.
Who is that guy?
Yeah.
He was vaguely familiar. Like, you know, people look at me in the street and go, where are you from? I've seen your face. So it was one of those. And then it went...
The psychic.
That's the psychic.
Yeah.
Okay, because...
He was big, maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah, so we've got Jackie Gillies in my ear of the jungle, who's the psychic as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, guardian angel.
Was she in the jungle with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Housewives of Melbourne, yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Silverchair drummer.
That's
wife,
it.
Wife, yeah.
What's the...
Ben from Silverchair.
That's right, yeah. It must be a kooky dude. Anyway, so... And, they just didn't.
I think
we're
on.
Oh, you're on.
Oh,
sorry.
Right.
He just wanted to get Lady Di info out of him. That the whole.
Is that what he did? Was John to get Paul Burrell
to go? I can see a D, so I'm sitting next to him, and they go, I'm getting a D from over here. I'm getting a strong D, and I said, my uncle Don passed a couple of years ago.
He's like,
he looked at me like I was an idiot. Oh, no, I'm getting a female energy, I'm seeing a tunnel.
Tunnel, a car.
And he refuses to go.
Nah. Are we going?
Fiona starting second half. Yes. I will.
You can introduce her?
From backstage.
I will let her from backstage.
Oh, we're not ready yet.
Relax.
We're just
going to
see where.
I'm doing weight day.
All right, we'll be back.
At least I'm not farting like last time,
Dave. Last time Pete was on the podcast, he farted. And then got Glenn Robbins farting. Oh, yes, we're here on the debrief. We will return. It's crazy here. But this is a good insight into a gig. That normally, we don't do these big theatre shows, but we're big in Redlands. We've sold out. Maybe it's just Fiona and Pete that have sold out. Maybe I'm just tagging along. All right, we will return. We're back on the debrief, and Pete's helping himself with some fruit. Fiona's gone on stage to do a solo spot, and still going bad for Geelong. You know, people will know the result by the time this is out. It's not too bad. You're more into footy than me. It's at the currently 47 Collingwood to 28 Geelong.
Yep.
Can they come back?
But any team that gets like 4 or 5 goals up in the first quarter normally wins the game.
Wow, is that a stat that you know?
That's a stat that I found out on 360 last week. And I'm using it like I've been using it all my life.
Do you watch those footy shows?
Yeah, I do. When my team's still involved.
You're a Hawthorn.
Yeah, my team's
Hawthorn. There's not many. We were talking about this the other day on, I think it might have been this podcast, not many comedian supporters of Hawthorn. Oh, no, there's Limo, of course.
Limo loves
it. And Ellie Coblett.
Yes.
Yeah, and you.
Jack Limo.
You.
That's it. I think that's all of us.
That's a Mighty Hawks.
Yeah, but
Mighty
Limo
Hawks.
A lot of good work.
Oh, he loves a Hawks.
He dominates.
He dominates, and good on him. Anyway, I should ask you my questions then, because you want to go back to your hotel room to the beautiful...
Oh, the Comfort Inn.
The Comfort Inn.
A Pacific Resort.
Pacific Resort.
On some rundowns. 3.5 stars, which you
it's
rebutted.
Not 3.5 stars.
You're calling it 2.5.
Oh, I reckon it's 2.
Yeah. Both stains, I would say 2.5. But my room is not small.
Well, when I asked... Okay. It's not, they're not a bit small, no.
No.
When I asked the guy behind the counter, what's a good restaurant in, he goes... Kebab shop's good. So that's what I had. So the kebab shop. We recommend the finest eating establishments in Redlands. Kebab shop's good. I said, anything else? He goes, nah, that's the best thing there, mate. Best thing. And I had one, and it was beautiful.
Lovely. I asked when I was here doing the sound check, which you missed, Dave, which was, you know, how long sound checks go for us, around about five minutes.
5 minutes, yeah.
If that. And I said, local restaurant, good one. I go to Cuisines across the road.
With a Q.
With a Q. And it was just full of people who were coming to the show, which wasn't great for me.
Fish tank.
Yeah, and a woman said, come and join us. Come on. Come and have dinner with us.
Nah,
and I said, no thanks. And she said, oh, that's a bit rude. Oh, gee. I'm just having...
You haven't hired a male escort for the night, all right? I'm a comedian. Relax.
I didn't say it badly to her. I was being quite nice.
What are you doing tomorrow night? What sort of gig are you doing tomorrow night?
Tomorrow I'm doing the foster care and something about foster care.
Oh, you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
More charity work.
Yeah, I'm doing half price, work? Half price.
Half price, okay. Yeah. It's only 10 grand, everyone.
I wish. And then...
In Perth?
Yeah, it's in Perth. And then I'm actually on the way there. I'm doing a gig for a friend for free for the Wembley Footy Club for some reason. Well, I don't know
Wembley
why.
Footy Club?
Yeah.
In Melbourne?
No, in Perth.
Oh, in Perth. Right.
Yeah. And...
Are they struggling or...?
I don't know what's going on. It's some weird idea my friend's had. But anyway, I haven't answered. So I'll do that and then I'll go on to this other one.
Two in a night?
Yeah, but the first one's only 5 minutes, I think.
Okay.
Then I'll jump in the car and do...
And you know my policy with free gigs? If it's not going well, I just go, you know what, I'm just here to say good luck with your cause.
Yes.
Thank you. And you walk off, the guy goes, you only did like 3 minutes. I'm like, well, it's not going well. What's the point of hanging around?
I arrived.
Yeah, I'm here.
Gee.
The people can get your photo with you and go home, you know, like... Thanks all for you. Thank you for having me. And you're working on Sunday as well.
And Sunday I'm doing the I'm facilitating a conference for the day for the Fire and Rescue Services of WA, which will be big. And their guest speaker is let me think.
A soldier.
There's a couple of those sort of ones, but I think there's Michael Collis, you know, the Sudoku champion.
Yeah, he's meant to be very good.
He's great.
Very funny.
He's a super guy. He's a Perth guy.
Yeah.
And so I do that. And then Monday, I've got doing a new show in Western Australia, a television show called Flashpoint, which is like a Q&A on the ABC, except it's on Channel 7, but it's only in Perth.
How weird is that?
Yeah. So I'm
just doing a Channel 7 Perth show.
Because Kerry Stokes,
Oh, he lives in Perth.
He owns the town.
So you can just talk about Perth issues.
It's all it's about.
Like, let's get rid of the eastern states. There'll be a lot of slagging off the eastern states.
the rabbit-proof fence, let's make it bigger. So it keeps
but don't fall into the trap where they start focusing on you because you're originally from Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. Well, forget that.
Just say, no, I'm Perth. I was born in Perth. Just, you know.
So each week
so
I do...
Who's doing that?
Oh, there's a guy called Tim McMillan who used to be on, in like, Today, maybe, on...
Yeah,
right.
I've heard
9.
Of him, yeah.
He's a real newsreader guy, and he's hosting it, but he's a bit of a newsreader, has a newsreader meter, if you know what I mean. Like he just can't really relax. So, but it's anyone, so every week's a different issue, like Q&A on the ABC. So this week coming up is a sister dying because the bill's going through Perth, and I have to do something funny about a sister dying.
What?
That's my piece.
Get Andrew Denton. He's the expert on death.
Exactly. He loves death. He can't get enough
of death.
For
it.
Lives for it.
He lives for death. So what, you've got to do something funny on...
Yeah, so I didn't know what I was going to do, because, you know, I'm like... So, first week I was fox popping pollies, and the next week, this was assisted dying, so this is only the second week. So I was in the car going to school with my kids, and my daughter was talking about new phrases that young
kids
people,
say.
People use. And I said, what about assisted dying? And my daughter goes, oh, yeah, that's so funny. That's when if you need assistance because you're laughing so hard at something, you might laugh.
Really?
You might laugh, kill yourself, you know, a sister dying.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I didn't know that.
Never
I'm just going,
that.
Well, I've got the most stupid daughter in the history of the world. I said, hold that thought.
Yeah.
I've got an idea. So I got a crew to come to my house and we replayed that conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And yeah, so it was really nice to sit down with your daughter. It just gave me a way. She's 16.
Yeah.
It gave me a way to kind of enter the topic in a completely different angle and diffuse it. So that hopefully that cuts.
Are you doing this show every week?
Yeah, every Monday night. Yeah, yeah.
Mate, it's like doing regional TV. It's interesting, but that'll be good for your gigs because it'll probably rate really well in Perth.
Well, I'd see Perth Rove, you know, Rove Saturday Night Program, which just got axed.
Yeah,
I think it had there was 10,000 people watched it in Perth.
In Perth, 10,000.
10,000.
They should have had you on as the Perth correspondent. Would have kicked it up to 14 at least.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so it's always sad.
But it's a weird market. But they do love talking about themselves. So my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Mining.
Mining.
Shark attacks.
Whatever.
Serial killers.
How many limbs have you lost?
Yeah. I should ask you the questions I ask everyone because Fiona's not. I think she's finished her involvement with this podcast, to be fair.
Yes, she has.
What went well tonight, Pete?
What went well for me? Well, as I said before, I was pretty loosey-goosey, so I was having
That's
a nice
great.
Time. Yeah, I had a really nice time, because I wasn't really particularly looking forward to it, because I've flown a long way, can I be bothered? So I had,
you
like
saw
I
the
said,
accommodation.
I saw the accommodation.
Like, kill myself now.
Don't end it here, because it doesn't look good for anybody.
I'd have to do longer if you ended it tonight. But then, Dave, you could do 20, then another half an hour.
Yeah. But no, I had a great time. Then Fiona came out and we talked about the jungle. But I had to really gear shift, because you go from doing stand-up two into a conversational style. So I let her have the floor for a bit.
Can I say, well, then what didn't go well? Was that hard to adjust? Is it always like that when you do the show together? Or?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, no. Normally I would warm everyone up. Fiona comes out, there's a whole set. Then we start the second half, us together. So they've seen us both, and we'll talk about it for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'd do another 15 at the end, which is a bit more high energy and dancing around being a goofhead. But and then it would finish. And they used to always love it. It was really easy. And now with you in the mix, it's like it's super casual. So I get to go back to my 2.5-star hotel halfway through, watch the footy and the cricket. I couldn't be happier.
Well, were there any organisational hazards that got in the way?
From this one?
Yeah, from this gig.
Well, we're working for a lady who...
you had to go to a safety check or a fire
check. I did, sorry, we did. We had to be there at 6. The show starts at 8.
Oh.
So we had to be here at 6 o'clock for a fire and safety drill, which lasted around about a minute.
Hmm.
And then we moved into the heavy sound check, which was another 4 minutes. And then I found myself wanting...
Wandering around and then ending up at Cuisine with a Q.
That's it. Talking to strangers, having a million selfies. But no, I've had a nice time. If I was asked back to Cleveland...
You think we do better next time?
What's that funny joke that Shane Bourne used to do?
Oh, yeah. It's twice that you come to the Redland Arts Centre. Yes. Once on the way up and once on the way back. Well, it's great to be back, everyone. The Redland Arts Centre.
I could do that next time.
Yeah,
I'll steal that.
Do that one. It's a classic. Well, Pete, thanks for coming on the podcast. Always a pleasure to see you.
You too. I cannot muster up a little stinker. No,
you didn't fart today.
Because it was natural.
It was.
Natural. It was.
And then Glenn got involved. So then we played it on Malloy Kennedy.
I don't think he loves anything a fart more than anyone I've known. He just loves
He loves it. Humor. Oh. And then he was worried about it. Like, oh, people. I said, mate, it's a podcast. Don't worry about it. You get what you get. You don't get upset. It's free. You know, like, if you don't like people farting in your ears when you're going to work or whatever, don't listen.
No, no, that's right.
Don't listen.
In Byron Bay, when you're nice and relaxed, farting's hilarious.
All right. We had a good time. Thanks, people. I've got to go on. I feel like I'm going to fall asleep right now.
Have a
now.
Great show, Dave. You want
Thanks. It'll be great.
Professional.
We'll see what happens.
You're a professional. Ooh, ooh, chugga-lugga.